This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
The coal market is in rough shape. U.S. coal production fell 11% last year, and Wyoming's powerful coal industry is starting to feel the pinch. Three of the state's four largest producers are now in bankruptcy. In March, hundreds of workers were laid off from two big mines, and that's on top of hard times in both oil and gas. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports from Gillette, Wyoming's coal capital.
Gail Japp's horses are like grandkids to her.
This is my two-year-old, and this guy, he's just a yearling.
But she's preparing to give them up.
And there's a lot of stuff I'm going to have to sell.
So that she'll be able to pay her mortgage. Japp was one of the nearly 500 coal miners laid off recently. And that's significant because Wyoming's economy is built on fossil fuels. Revenue from coal, oil, and gas combined accounts for around 70% of the state's budget. And the workers are well paid. The average coal miner here makes more than $80,000 a year.
I'm David Bullard, a senior economist.
He's a senior economist with Wyoming's Department of Workforce Services. Bullard says those energy workers have an outsized impact on other sectors.
And so those people have money to spend, and they spend it here in the state, which supports other jobs in retail, trade, in housing, construction.
But now, businesses are closing, more homes are up for sale every day.
It is an absolute complete turnaround right now.
That's Carter Napier, Gillette City Administrator.
I'm not saying there are no job options here, but I am saying that the quality of job that they once had.
Those kinds of jobs, he says, don't appear to be available. That's what Gail Japp is finding out, as she tells me once we're inside and out of the wind.
It's not something you just get up and say, okay, well, I can go find another job in another town because I have responsibilities here.
Her 90-year-old dad, her grandkids.
I've been in Gillette since 68, so I've seen the oil boom come and go, and I've seen everything, you know, bad times and good times, but it's never been this bad, ever.
In Gillette, I'm Lee Patterson for Marketplace.